This is a Lancashire dialect poem that I wrote called Send at Sea, meaning sound of the sea. It's about a veteran of the Atlantic convoys from the Second World War who takes his young grandson on a trip to the seaside, and the child's innocent gesture unlocks a nightmare. Row on row they come in hard, angry waves tup promenade, snarling, smashing, spitting, striking, overhead a seagull striking. Each wave dees upon the rocks, shattered in a million drops, diamonds of the sea so wild. Each reflects a mon and child, huddled together, staying warm. Grandad keeps the lad from harm. Salty soaked and flecked with spray, each views sea a different way. Little boy picks up a shell, tossed on promenade bit swell. Sithy, Grandad, what a fun. Aye, lad, come on, it's time to go warm. Back a warm and far from sea, child sits on his grandad's knee. He takes his little shell so dear and presses it to Thoud Mon's ear. Now then, grandad, what can't hear? Thoud Mon's eyes grow wide with fear, and empty shells are wakened dreams, filled with fear and dead men's screams. North Atlantic 43, torpedo makes its way through sea. White-faced sailors out the breath, one heartbeat away from death. A searing blast then sees a flame, filled with men who strike God's name, with faces brunt, they choke and gasp, tossed like rag dolls in Thoshan's grasp. Desperate men claw one another, and former comrades fate each other for bits of wood that float on sea, for who's fit live and who's fit die. Suddenly, a voice breaks through. Grandad, Grandad, what's to do? It shatters Neatmers in his yed as the hungry sea reclaims its dead. Nothing's wrong, lad. All is well. But Grandad, what did it hear in shell? Nothing owed love that bother thee. It's sand at sea, just sand at sea.